Daryl Frain is with us now, head coach for the Riverside football squad. Coach, you're coming off a loss to what right now I think most people believe would be a pretty good Red Oak team last week. Were there some positives that you did have to take away from that setback a week ago?
Yeah, you know, we did have some positives. You look at the score and you might not think there were a whole lot of them, but we did have some kids that stepped up. Grady Jepson, after having limited time as a practice part, you know, and going, and then came in and did a pretty good job at quarterback. Had some nice completions and ran the offense as well. Freshman Jackson Gordon, that running back for us, did a very good job. First time getting used to game speed might have been a little challenging, but as the game went on, he got better. And then one of our linemen that stood out was John Alf. I mean, all those three had good games. We just got to get a few more around them to step up so we have a chance to win some games down the road.
It sounded like you had a lot of position battles coming into the season. Did some people kind of solidify some spots from their week one performances?
Yeah, on the most part, we our guys pretty much know offensively anyway. We know where everybody's going to be from now on. Defensively, there's still some spots up. We're trying to find 11 guys that, you know, want to run to the ball and make tackles and fly around. We can live with mistakes right now. We just got to get more aggressive on defense.
Who are some of the people that are getting the job done defensively and playing aggressive the way you want to see?
You know, we came in and we started three freshmen, two were playing both ways, and two of them, like I said, they made some mistakes along the way. Wyatt Bell as a freshman on the D line did pretty darn well for us, and let John Elf again did well for us on the back end. As corner and safety, Aiden Slidus had a good game for us, you know. Those guys are doing the job for us. We just need, like I said before, we just need to have 11 on the field running around and getting excited and making plays.
St. Albert had a game that came right down to the wire a week ago. And what are some of the things that strike you about this Falcon team?
Yeah, they return about everybody. If you watch on tape, they definitely were probably, in my opinion, the better team between them and Trainer. But, things just didn't work out and they came up with a loss. But Monahan, you know, one of the state fastest runners, is playing tailback for them, and they just go straight power eye and have a lot fullback come and just blast you through. So we'll have to control the line of scrimmage maybe a little bit and hopefully have a chance to contain him, because if he gets out, there's nobody on our team that can catch him.
Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck this week.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Daryl Frain, head man for Riverside. More pregame coverage coming up when we return on KSOM.